Along with a needle exchange program in Huntington for users who can't kick their heroin addiction, the Cabell-Huntington Health Department is offering a certification class for a potentially life-saving drug, naloxone. C.K. Babcock, a professor from the Marshall University School of Pharmacy, will offer two sessions of naloxone certification classes every Wednesday. They're offered in conjunction with the Harm Reduction Needle Exchange Program at the Cabell-Huntington Health Department. It's a county that recorded over 900 drug overdoses and 70 overdose deaths last year. The hope is to offer those who live and are associated with drug users a chance to be trained in the use of a tool that could save lives during an overdose.
Grab the Narcan, yell at somebody to dial 911, and give Narcan. If it's the intranasal product, depends on which product you have, you may have to put it together. Or if you have the newer product, it comes all together in one. If it's the injectable product, you actually pull the cap off and it walks you through, it talks to you. It tells you to shove it and it actually sticks them and gives them a dose.
That's Babcock on how to administer the drug, which blocks receptors in the brain from attaching to opioids like heroin and oxycodone. Narcan is the brand name for a nasal spray version of the drug naloxone. It's also available as an auto-injector. Babcock says he has trained medical professionals and officials on how to administer the drug, and he's trained over 100 citizens on how to use and administer naloxone as well. But on some Wednesdays, no one in the health department obtaining needles are there taking the naloxone classes. Part of the reason, Babcock says, is there aren't many doctors who will prescribe the medicine.
I think a lot of people are afraid of liability. People are afraid that they could hurt somebody or that it may be misused. Just think they don't feel as knowledgeable as they should be. And I don't feel that many of them feel that they understand the rules from the Board of Medicine yet. I think they're still trying to get their hands wrapped around those.
The reasons vary, says Babcock, from liability to not wanting to give a prescription to one patient for it to be used on another, and not wanting to be known as the only doctor in town who will provide the prescription. Dr. Rahul Gupta is the commissioner for the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources Bureau for Public Health and the state's health officer. He says doctors just need more education on the medicine and their role in slowing down the drug overdose epidemic. Gupta says that according to a study in the Journal of Urban Health, it's not a problem that's uncommon in the prescribing of naloxone. He says it's similar to the problems doctors have with prescribing opiates to patients diagnosed with chronic pain.
Good prescribing, practicing physicians don't want to be labeled as the place to go to get naloxone. However, the challenge ahead of us as a community, I think, across the state is we do have this epidemic in front of us. We are all partners in addressing this epidemic, and we cannot escape addressing this epidemic.
Gupta says the state isn't opposed to looking into different ideas, such as one Babcock suggested about looking into taking the doctor out of the equation.
I think we have to take a multifaceted, multi-systems approach towards this, as we are doing. So we know that our leaders are looking at this as a multifaceted approach. So I think any and every effort that we can do at this point to address this epidemic, we must do it.
Chris Edwards is a nurse at the Cabell-Huntington Health Department. She says the Harm Reduction and Needle Exchange Program in Huntington are showing some successes, but to not be able to get naloxone directly in the hands of those who need it is frustrating.
I mean, Narcan's a simple and safe fix to stop that, you know, our overdose rates being so high. You can't get it. I don't understand. We have the highest overdose rate per capita in our nation, and Narcan's not available over the counter or even to try to get it for prescription. Just so many hoops you have to jump through.
Dr. Michael Kikilny is the director for the Cabell-Huntington Health Department. He says it's those closest to the addicts who would make the biggest difference.
It's going to be the family member who has the greatest opportunity to intervene in what would be a fatal overdose situation with naloxone, and really got to push that out there to get that in their hands so that they can use it.
Dr. Rahul Gupta says it comes down to the need for education for not just the public, but physicians as well. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.